My name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micromotivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 6. I'm excited to be here. Today's message is carve out time for your own interests. Now, being a caretaker of any kind can help drive you towards your purpose, but often will cause you to forget about yourself. It is important for you to have balance, and that means you need some time for the things that you love to do. You may be a parent caring for a child, or an adult caring for a parent, or even in a profession that requires long hours, like a doctor, nurse, EMT, or you're in hospitality, scientific research, engineering, plumbing, or cybersecurity. Whatever takes the bulk of your time, you need to remember to make the time for yourself and to do what you love. Perhaps you recently became an empty nester, or you're going through a major life change or a health issue, and you have been so focused on everything that is surrounding you around that change, you finally have time to breathe. So you're asking yourself, now what? Self-care is very important to health and happiness. And part of that may be something that's really hard for people to do, maybe really hard for you to do. And that's asking for help. You deserve a break. You deserve to have some time for the things that you love. But what if you were so engulfed in your profession or your caretaker role that you forgot about all that you love? Well, lucky for you, I have some suggestions. First, incorporating fitness activities into your interests is a great way to spend your me time. Perhaps you like riding a bike. Cycling is great. You can ride solo, outdoors, or in your home. Or you can take a class with a group. Grab some friends together and find that activity that you can share. Other forms of exercise, such as walking, running, Pilates, yoga, dance, or high-intensity interval training, like CrossFit. Those are also great, too. If you try something and you don't love it, then simply try something else. Or maybe you just need some time to relax. Get your hair done. Get a manicure, a pedicure. Enjoy a massage or a facial. Get some Reiki or acupuncture. Spend some time in a salt cave, float, or with light therapy. Do what is going to make you feel good and help you regain your sense of self. Maybe a new craft hobby is the right fit. Crocheting, knitting, sewing, quilting, quilling, or felting. Or maybe you like artistic pursuits such as drawing, painting, pastel, collage, digital design, printmaking, or animation. Or maybe, just maybe, you need to simply get out of the house for a little bit. Go for a coffee or tea. Go to a concert or a comedy show. Or simply try a new restaurant. Games may also be a good way to spend some time. They can continue to stimulate your brain. Perhaps you like some puzzles, crosswords, Sudoku or Wordle. Or maybe you like to play video games. Whatever helps you to relax helps make you feel happy is what we're looking for here today. Other options that may be best for you are out there. There's a whole world of things that we can explore. Perhaps you like cooking, baking, or reading, writing, poetry. Maybe you like musical pursuits, such as playing an instrument or singing. Or you want to explore with travel. Or dive into your family history with some genealogy. Or maybe you like some hands-on options, such as woodworking or candle making or soap making. Or maybe you like some nature activities, such as bird watching or gardening. Or maybe some other things like photography or 3D printing. Regardless of what it is, find what interests you and go for it. Just try it. Doesn't matter if you fail. Doesn't matter if you hate it. The most important thing is that you try. I believe in the importance of taking time to learn and try new things. Maybe a little too much. I have tried many of the things that I've mentioned, but not all of them. For example, I started to make sourdough bread about a year ago. This led me to making a number of other recipes with the discard. This past weekend, I made butter for the first time. And then I used the buttermilk that came with that to make biscuits. There's something rewarding for me in the process of creation and seeing the final result. Even if it's not perfect, there's a process of learning and growing. Enjoy the journey. There are so many more options out there for you. Take the time for what you need to bring you joy. Find that thing. Carve out time for your own interests, and remember that this message is for you.